Friday morning, that can only mean Nevin time. Nevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Sure, I'm not bad at all. We're the fellas that we're keeping her going, Patsy.
Are you hanging in?
I am, yeah. How are you getting on? Have you stopped talking to your wife yet?
Heck, you know, I've never cooked as much at home, you know, and yeah. I have the twins involved and all, and, you know, we're talking about Easter food, but this Easter is going to be very strange for every household.
It's going to be very odd for everybody, there's no question about it. I have to tell you, our children have been cooking up a storm at home, we're very proud of them, and yeah, they've been kind of alternating dinners and stuff, and it's been terrific, so it really has, and we're still alive, the food hasn't affected us, so thank God.
Well, you know what, Marty, you're right, because we all have to eat, and the food is the one thing that can give us a bit of hope and fun and just take your mind, you know, what's for dinner, you know.
And you know the other thing I was thinking of as well, the cooking is a great way to bring people together, and on top of that, there are families sitting together who perhaps have not been in a position to do that for a long time. You know, for the first time in ages.
You know, you've hit the nail right in the head, and you know, I suppose we're talking about Easter, like it would have been a big time, you'd meet your family and you'll be together and all that, so you know, we can do a lot of things with technology, but you can still eat well at home, you know, like there'll be four in our home, the two little pups and the two little dogs, and we're going to do some lamb, which I'm going to talk to you about now, but you're right, but I love that idea what you said about sitting together, and you know, we'll get through this, and after this we might just appreciate the simple things in life.
I think there'll be a different way of operating. I really do. I'm going to have to get you to tell me something I can cook. Now, not today, because I wouldn't spring that on you. Something simple.
How long
don't
have we got?
Anyone. Stop it. Don't tell anyone. I'll give it a go and see how it turns out. And then I can let you know and let the listener know as well.
Do you know there's no end to your talents?
Beginning to my talents. Stop it. Listen, let's talk about the spring lamb. But no, I'm serious about that. We must talk to you about that.
Okay.
And maybe I'll come up with something. We'll come up with something
That'll
for me.
That'll be some challenge. Marty, it certainly can't cook, will. Won't cook and shouldn't cook. I'm only joking.
Talk to you about the bit of lamb.
Okay. So first of all, we're going to talk about, we have some of the best lamb in Ireland and the world, and it's Bord Bia quality assured is what you're looking for. You know, you're supporting Irish farmers. Grass fed, never underestimate that, because of all the rain we get, we have lush green grass, so that's what gives it a wonderful flavour. So spring lamb is a bit expensive, but you can use lamb all year round now, which is fantastic. The Irish farming community they're doing such wonderful work in keeping us all fed, the dairy, everything, you name it. So the leg of lamb I'm using, you can use the rack, but the leg of lamb is a traditional kind of like an Easter Sunday dish.
Would this be something I shouldn't attempt to make?
It's very easy, because all that it is, first of all, okay, so we'll go through, before we do the lamb, we'll go through, and a big roasting tray, you slice some potatoes, you can keep the skin on, you can peel them, whatever you want, and you fry off about two onions. These are called boulangère potatoes. The way the French used to do them, and it's a French dish, this, so it is, but inspired by Irish ingredients. They slice it really thinly, the potatoes, they fry off the onions, and then a little bit of chicken stock from a cube is fine, some garlic and some thyme, and that's your base. That's what we call, Marty, a trivet. So it's what you're going to sit your leg of lamb, you bring it to room temperature. Before you put the lamb onto the tray, or you can do it on the tray, you get the point of a little, kind of like a little sharp knife, and you literally, excuse the sounds terrible, but just pierce the lamb or stab it.
I know,
just to make little incisions, so that you're going to put sprigs of rosemary and sliced garlic. Now, what this will do, will give the most beautiful flavour and colour, so it will, and it'll give so much depth of richness to the actual leg of lamb. Mm. So, you preheat your oven at 200 degrees, you slice your potatoes, you fry off your onions, and then you layer that. You have a layer of sliced potatoes, not too thin now, because this is going to go into the oven for an hour and 20 minutes.
Because you'd end up with chips if you had it too thin, wouldn't it? It'd be like crisps.
You're absolutely right. Well said. And you said you can't cook.
I can watch.
You can watch. Well, I'll tell you one thing, as long as you like your food, that's the key.
That's true.
So, Marty, this goes Ed season.
So you're layering anyway, sorry.
Your onions, your potatoes, and we love our spuds. We use the rooster potatoes. They're very versatile. You can peel them, you can leave the skin on if you want to jazz it up. You can slice some sweet potatoes. It's totally up to you. So that goes into the oven. The lamb sits on top of that. You can cover it for the first maybe 20, 30 minutes with tin foil. I usually don't, to be honest with you.
Why do you not do it?
Well, because I want a really golden brown colour, and it's quite a hot oven. 200 degrees is quite a good fiery oven if it's a hot oven. If it's browning too fast, or the potatoes are beginning to catch, not burn, catch is the new word, you can cover it with a little bit of tin foil. Mm. So you roast it 20 minutes per pound. So, and I'd say about a 4-pound leg of lamb. That's going to take about an hour and 20 minutes until it's nice and kind of like pinkish. I like it nice and pink. Not too rare.
Yeah, because all chefs like these things pink, whatever that's about. I don't understand it at all. But if I didn't want it burnt, if I gave it an extra what? Would you give it an extra 10?
Yeah, now you give it a bit longer than that. If you want it kind of medium well, you'd want to be probably giving it about an hour and 45.
Oh, would you?
I would think so. About that now. And remember, every oven is different. Just pierce the thickest part of the lamb. If the juices run through clear, it's kind of well done. If you can do it medium well, it's even nicer and more succulent. But if you want it pink, about an hour and 20, an hour and a half should be absolutely fine. So this is important. So when you cook it to your liking, you lift it out, you cover it with tin foil, and then you let it sit there for about maybe 15-20 minutes. So what you're doing is you're resting the lamb. Don't go slicing it straight away. You want to relax it, let it rest. What would I serve with this? Sprout and broccolis and season with this. Some lovely peas. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, broccoli is one of your favourites.
Yeah,
some lovely peas, a packet of frozen peas with a bit of chopped mint and butter, and away you go. You have your potatoes, you have your little bit of onion, slice your lamb, and that's something you bring to the table. Obviously, you'll probably have left over, because normally this would do maybe 6 to 8 to 10 people, whatever the size of lamb you're doing. So you can use either up even the next day, so don't waste it, but it's absolutely delicious.
It's a roast leg of
spring lamb, studded with rosemary and some garlic, and then on that lovely Boulanger potatoes. And you can actually put roasted vegetables if you don't want to do this. But there's a bit of work in slicing the potatoes. That's the hardest part into this dish. It's a one-tray dish. Sorry, Martin.
But you see, that's the thing about me. I'm happy to do the prep and the work. It's the confidence when you get into the kitchen that to then make everything. That's when I start to go, well, hang on a second.
Well, you know what? You have a great wife. She's a fantastic cook. I call the two of you the dream team. You can do the mise en place. We call that in the kitchen, the preparation.
Yes.
And she can do the cooking. And then you do the washing up and you organise the wine.
I seem to be doing an awful lot, if you don't mind me saying so. Hang on a second. Yeah, no, you're right. But I'm happy to prep and I'm happy to clean up. It's the middle bit of the confidence. Because you don't want to destroy a Sunday lunch, particularly an Easter Sunday lunch.
Well, that is true. And it is a big day in all our lives.
It is a big day.
And probably like a broken record. It's going to be very different for us all. But we'll get through it. We can still enjoy the family times. You have a lovely family yourself, myself, and just make the most of it.
That's true.
Lamb is lovely. I think at this time of year, you could even do this with some a roast chicken if people want to do that, because the spring lamb is a bit expensive, I'm not going to lie to you, but it doesn't have to be spring lamb you do this with. I need to emphasise that. Look for the board, be a quality mark.
You could do the same thing with the chicken. That's very true. Any chance of a bit of dessert when you're on?
Do you like pavlova?
Oh, I love pavlova.
Well, this is my mother's recipe. So four large egg whites.
Is it Sweden's speciality, pavlova?
Is it really?
Speciality? What did your mammy do to it?
Wow. Okay, so she whipped up the egg whites and she slowly added in 8 ounces of caster sugar. All these recipes are obviously going to be on your website, for your listeners. So 4 egg whites, 2 ounces of caster sugar per egg white. That's the way you work it. So you whip up in a really clean bowl, you whip up your egg whites, and then you slowly add in your caster sugar. Then into that you add in 2 teaspoonfuls of corn flour, which gives a lovely marshmallow soft effect, 1 teaspoonful of white wine vinegar, and then 1/2 teaspoonful of vanilla extract. And you can add in some grated lemon or orange into this. So you whip all that, you gently fold in the corn flour, the vinegar and the extract, and then on a large baking sheet lined with parchment paper, which is a silicone paper, nothing will stick to it, you're going to do your lovely meringue. You can do individual little meringue nests, but a nice big one that everyone can just get a big slice of each wallop of.
Yeah, lovely.
Now, this will serve about 6 to 8 people, depending on the size of the portions.
Yes.
You preheat the oven, at 150 to start off, it's a high oven, and then you reduce it down to 120 when it goes in there. You put it into the oven for about an hour and a half, until it's pale, golden, but still soft in the centre, and then turn off the oven, leaving the door slightly open to cool down. So what this does, it finishes cooking the meringue, but you want it soft and marshmallowy. I love a lovely soft, kind of like a really melt in the mouth, yet marshmallowy is the best way I can describe it.
Yeah, it is. No, that makes total sense.
Then for the filling, okay, so that can be done. you know, we're on Friday today, it can be done tomorrow, it can be done this evening, keep it in an airtight container. Then after your roast lamb, please God that all goes well, you whip up some cream, you put in a little bit of icing sugar to sweeten it, a little bit of vanilla extract, and then the zest of some lemon or orange into that. So that's what we call a creme chantilly. Sounds very fancy.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Just a sweetened cream. Put that over your cooled and cold, excuse me, pavlova, and then lots of lovely raspberries, strawberries. I saw them in the supermarket. There's strawberries, there's raspberries, there's blueberries, whatever fruit, mango, pineapple, whatever kind of fruit, or you can just buy simple raspberries is what I have in the recipe. A little bit of grated white chocolate, and you have an absolutely fabulous feast. That's not going to take all day in the kitchen, which is really important,
yes.
But that you're going to enjoy it, please God, as much as we all can. And the pavlova and the lamb, I think it's just lovely. I would probably rather concentrate on a nice main course and then a dessert rather than three courses. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I agree with you. And in fairness, it's a sizable piece of work that you've just given us. So, like, when you think about it, you'll have enough, lads. You'll have enough.
Well, absolutely. Well, just if you go through the whole stages, it's a really good point you've said. You can make your pavlova this evening or tomorrow morning. You can peel your potatoes and you can slice them, probably preferably fresh Easter Sunday, and then you can have your lamb studded with garlic and rosemary. That can be done Saturday evening. Bring that to room temperature. You can have your onions already fried and then just sprinkle them over the sliced potatoes.
Oh, no.
So it seems like a lot of work, but if you break it down, honestly, you could knock all this out in about an hour and a half.
You genuinely. Could not?
Yeah, genuinely you could. I know, genuinely you could, yeah.
The whole lot?
The whole lot you could, yeah. So you're just separating four eggs. The machine is doing the work for the pavlova.
Well, I suppose that's the point.
Do you know what I mean? And then you just pop it into the oven for an hour and a half.
I wouldn't dare make pavlova.
You need it?
No, of course I would. But no, I'd have to leave it. Maybe I'll give this a go. I might. I better have a few bags of potato on standby.
Let's get Easter over us, and maybe next Friday when I'm talking to you, we might do something like
make an omelette.
I was just going to say a foolproof omelette or something simple. We'll do two recipes with eggs, not Easter eggs.
Right, okay.
That's what we'll
maybe
do,
that's better. Maybe that's safer.
Keep our
country. So it's roast leg of lamb, spring lamb with boulangerie potatoes, or that lovely pavlova dessert, and those two recipes will be up on our webpage. Listen, Easter's going to be different for everybody, family, friends and all of that. There are many in your family. Well, there's the four of you, but then you have all the brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So connecting at some level, I presume, from afar?
Yeah, we'll be chatting. Like, one of my sisters just lives literally less than a kilometre down the road, so I'll just be able to maybe do a quick walk and just wave at her or something like that, because we all have to abide by the rules, as we know. Like, I have two, and then one of my other sisters lives just behind the restaurant, so... And I'll be talking to them all. It was always a very much a family occasion. I remember my mum and dad, like, you know, my mother used to do the flowers for the local church, and she was great into doing the flowers, so we'd go to Mass. And there's great traditions at Easter. It is a strange one, and I just want to wish you and all your listeners and your team, Marty, just as enjoyable as Easter as it can be for us all. Keep safe, eat well, and look after one another.
That's, I think that's the
all
one.
I can say
that's
to you.
The one. Well, listen, you keep the faith and
big
look
hug
after
to you.
Yourselves.
Big
because
hug.
Big hug back at you, because it is one of those things where family is all important. We all knew that, particularly for those who mightn't have had that relationship, now they have a chance, you know, to have that relationship too.
Right.
I think it's a very different time, and particularly at Easter, which is a time of I don't know, it's a time for forgiveness, it's a time for new growth, it's a time for looking to the future, and I think that's what, you know, that's all we can do, isn't it?
That's it. And you know, like, just because it's Easter and we have to stay in or whatever like that, we can still enjoy good food and our family time as much as possible.
Absolutely.
Make the most of it, and this will pass, please God.
Now, I hope you're not making those children homeschool. They're on their holidays now, you realise?
They've told me many times,
Oh,
Marty.
I'll tell you, they're on the break.
You have told me, don't you
that's
worry.
Right. There's a week coming now, they're not doing that. Neither.
Yeah, there's no flies in these wee monkeys, I can tell you. But we're cooking a storm, doing a bit of bacon,
and we're
having some lovely family times, to be absolutely honest with you. I'm enjoying that element of it, truthfully, now.
Delighted.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Paul McCartney once wrote a song called Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Aww.
I'll have to play it for all the lambs who I have no doubt are so looking forward to Easter Sunday. Keep the faith, Nevin.
God bless. We'll do the egg next week.
Happy Easter.
And you too, my
Thank
friend.
You, my friend. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white.